You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
A second, after all, when? Who Yaakov Avinu Shalom blessed after his firstborn, Reuven? I know, but who was the next one in the line? Shimon and Levi or Shimon? Shimon and Levi. Why he blessed them at the same time? Because when Reuven came, he came by himself. So now the next one was?
They were always together, Shimon and Levi.
And they were always together?
Yes.
They were together? What does it say they were together?
They were very dangerous.
Understand, but like they ate together, they slept together, what they played together. What do you mean together? They were together?
Seems like they were always together.
What does it say? You have kosher chumash? How come both came to get the bracha second time?
They're supporting each other.
So what's the bracha say? So Shimon and Levi, Achim, Kelech Hamas, Mechorotehim. It says Shimon and Levi, the brothers. What do you mean, the brothers? So they have 12 brothers. So all of a sudden, Shimon and Levi, the brothers. What does it mean? You follow? It says Shimon and Levi, that's what Yaakov Avinu said. They're brothers. Always. Yes, so what does it mean? So are they all, you know, they're all in one mission and as, you know.
They're very close.
They're close. The other brothers, they weren't that close?
Not like they.
No?
To each other.
So that's what the Achim means? Yes?
It seems like they did everything together.
Where does it say that? Do you see it? No. Once, twice, maybe. So now here, Yaakov Avinu Shalom is teaching us a very important message. First of all, he says they're brothers, and then they have a special tool. It says, Kele Hamas, Mechorotehim. They have a special expertise. Kele Hamas. What does Hamas mean?
Destruction.
Where do we have this term in anywhere in the Torah? Hamasi Alecha, Sarayimeru said, where else? The beginning of the Taratana Lusha, anywhere you recall? Parshat Noah?
Hamas al
Ha. And he says, Ki ha'aretz male'a Hamas. So Yibono Shalom said that also the attitude of people is very
destructive.
So now here, one of the very powerful messages here is why they both came together. It shows us that many times, maybe you feel this is you, but actually it's not you. Do you feel that way sometimes? So what does that mean?
You don't like what you did.
Yeah, but why did you do it? Why did you commit such a thing? Why did you say such a thing? But you acted like it is. Why?
Sometimes you do things and you don't like it, even yourself, what you did.
Fine, but why did you do it? Why did you say it? Understand?
Yes, sir.
No, here you see very important message, and it is sometimes you do things because you imitate other people. Is that true?
You mean imitate?
No. You copy other people.
Uh-huh.
Is that true? You know, like we say, the kids, like when they play with each other. No. So now, one does something and the other one?
Follows.
Is that true?
Yes.
So now, this childish attitude, it just grows with one. Now it becomes older and older. And then you see people just sit together, sit around, and then once there's something, and then he copies him. Maybe he says something that is not, let's say, suitable to say. So because, you know, he wanted to maybe compete with him. He says something funnier. So he copies him. Here, Yavram Shalom says, Shimon Valevi Achim. What does it mean, Achim? Of course, they're brothers. So he means that actually, many times, our character is built up based on what people do. For example, let's say somebody asks you, do you know this person? So no, he says, you know, he reminds me of somebody. Maybe that's a father, right? So the kid is acting like the Abba or the brother. Or many times to find out what a person is all about, you know, you search who's his friend, and then you see exactly, you know, what he's all about. So here, the message here is that you have to be cautious. Why? Because many times, as Jacobino says, they have a tool, but it's Hamas. What does that mean? They're using something that doesn't fit them, doesn't belong to them. So Rashi HaKadosh explains that whatever they did, it's a tool, and it's the expertise of who? What did he mean? Yaakov Avinu? No. He's saying that whatever you came about and went and wiped up, you know, Shechem and so on, it's not you. He learned it from my uncle. I mean, from your uncle, from my brother. So that means whatever that you became expert at, it's not in our family. You learned it from your uncle.
One question. The Rabbanu have a right to do such a thing?
No, they weren't. No, that's why Yaakov disagreed and said, you know, you made a bad name for me. That's not how we go by things. You know, that's not how you have to take care of things. So that's what he's saying. He's saying that this expertise that you became very master in it has nothing to do with us, because that's not our weapon.
Sorry?
Ah, so that's a good point, because we have all a type of potential that triggers. How does it trigger? You know, as we see, we get the building, you see somebody work on the electricity, somebody work on the plumbing, somebody work on the tile. What's the difference between all these people? That one picked a different expertise. Ah. How come one likes to work with the wires, one likes to work with pipes, and one works with the tile? Wow. One likes to work with the wood. It's a nagar, it's a carpenter. What happened? Because the potential is there. So now, so that's why, you know, it's very interesting that what's the doctor's son wants to be? Is that the shame? Doctor, why?
He wants to be like his dad.
But he likes to be like his dad?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. No? Yeah. You asked him?
He wants to be his
How many doctors they like their job?
No way.
It's a very, very
small
percentage. But many times you do it because you want to make your Abba happy. Yeah. Or maybe, you know, because when you enter, you say, doctor, please just sit on the top, you know, over there. So, you know, why not? And then it's worth it. You become a doctor, and then they give you the kabod. Yeah. But when he goes to work, so now, here, Shimon Levi, so they had the potential that triggered. And you see how beautiful the bracha is, how Actually, you look at this brachot, it's not brachot. Look at this. Say, yo, you were a fighter, you're a zealous, you know, what were you doing, you know, it's not the right thing to do, that's not you. What's going to bracha this? Is it bracha?
No.
It's not a bracha. We explained about Reuven, you know, how he boycotted him. What kind of bracha is this?
Like a
wake-up call. Very nice, very nice. So now, let's say, why people, chas v'shalom, God forbid, not for anyone, you go to the doctor, why do you have to go to the doctor?
Problem.
Problem? So like say, somebody is not feeling well, chas v'shalom. So he has all the tests, this, actually, this and that. And then, after a week, he calls the doctor. He says, doctor, what's going on? He says, don't worry, everything's okay. So what's your next response? You hang up on the doctor and say, hey, what are you talking about? Why me everything's okay? You don't know nothing. You hang up on him. No? How can be everything okay? The greatest gift in life is that you know what is wrong with you. And many people just run away. They don't want to find out what is wrong. The biggest gift in life here is, you know, there's something wrong that I need to fix. And that's it, the biggest bracha. So you say, Yaron Shalom says, Pachas Kamayim, we have rushing water, you have all these terrible, destructive attitude. Why? Because the purpose here is to be able to channel it. And to wake up! And no, yes, but it can be used in a constructive way. For example, the boss comes to work, right? He's waiting for his worker to set up everything, to clean up and this. He comes late, an hour late. So what's the answer to the boss?
Late.
To the worker?
Where were you?
That's it, like this. What kind of boss is this?
You get upset.
What's wrong with you? How many times do I have to tell you to be on time? You never fix yourself. You keep screaming at him, getting angry at him. All of a sudden, a very respected customer walking. They usually buys, I mean not too much, $10,000 every sale. So now, here the worker, you're screaming at him. So you turn like this. The customer come in. So what is your attitude toward the customer? Good morning. How are you doing? Good to see you. What happened? One turn, 180 degrees, it changed. What happened? What happened?
He got scared.
Huh?
He got scared.
He got scared?
Yeah.
No, he see the customer.
That's the benefit. That's why
they can't see him upset.
Ah, so what happened to these fierce anger, you know, angry, you know, mood? What happened to it?
That's toward the worker, but towards the customer is a different
story. I know. Where did it go?
Because he got mad at the worker.
Yes.
The worker was jeopardizing his profit.
Fine. So now, what happened to a matter of a second, like, you poured the 10 kilo of ice on his head? What happened?
He saw dollar signs.
Ah. So that means he was able to channel it, no?
Yes.
Oh. Why? Because you cannot get angry at the $10,000 sale. To lose $10,000 sale. Here, that's what the beautiful message here is. The people that claim, no, I can't, you know, it's hard. I was raised like this. My Abba was like this. My mama, my Ima treated like me, you know, I'm this. Nonsense. So that's why here, Kvam Shalom says, you're ach. What does it mean? You copy one another. And not only that, you picked up something that doesn't belong to you. It's not yours. So that's what it means. Like, say, yeah, somebody, how come you're not smiling? What happened to you? Why are you not happy? What happened? What happened? I mean, you don't know. Just guess. What happened? Why? What's the answer?
There's problems.
Problems? Here, this guy had a problem here. He's a worker. You know, he was so much aggravated. But then, it's such a sweet man, such a pleasant man. What happened? One turn? What happened? Yeah, but here, as Yaakov Shalom is teaching us, maybe you learn to be unhappy is okay. You know, people listen to these sad songs. You know, they become down. They do many things. They drink this, that, because they get used to it, right? Because they like it. Why don't you listen to happy songs? Yaakov and Shema Radio have so many songs. No, see, again, back to our therapy here, you don't realize this doesn't belong to me. It's not mine. But you got used to it. You got habited to it. You know, like they say, you see a Los Angeles person, he has a heater by his foot. But the New Yorker, why is it like this? Huh? Just for him, he got used to cold weather. Huh? Yeah. But Los Angeles, he's not used to these things. You understand? So that means when you get used to, no, you have to be happy. Otherwise, you know, you're not yourself. You're copying other people that it's not healthy for you. It's not right for you, no matter what. Because it became your habit, so you even don't realize. And that's what exactly the whole beautiful point here is. You doing something that is not, has anything to do with your path. You're in the wrong path, completely. Completely. And here that's what they were rebuked. What did you learn from here? Where did you get it from? And that's what exactly we see, maybe the society, the people, you know, friends, you picked up something and through times, you know, you don't realize, no, I'm not supposed to feel that way, I'm not supposed to act like this, I'm not supposed to talk like this. But if you don't look into it, then days and days and days go by and then, see, yeah, this is me. But it's not you. That's what Yaakov Alam Shalom is telling Shimon Levi. No, this is not you. This is not you. Has nothing to do with you. Has nothing to do with us. That's not how you handle things. And that's what many times, you know, people relating to matters, they become depressed. They become angry. Where do you get this from? Who taught you these things? Where did you pick it up? But because they get used to it, everything that comes up, they get angry. Everything that comes, they get depressed. But that's not the way to handle things. It's Kli Hamas. It has nothing to do with you. Yes, it's hard. This, you know, lot of work. But so what? But this is not your way. It has nothing to do with you. And you have to keep monitoring. Make sure it's the right path. It's a healthy path. It's the path of Avotenu, Hakitoshim, Avraham, Tzach, Yaakov. Hashem Zakeno, Tzad Hashem, Nizkei.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.